for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the Saturday afternoon, ladies, 1:15 p.m. meeting, December the 26th, 2009. Diane Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Are You in the Secret Place? This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
When you buy something, that you don't get tripped up with that. I had a dear friend, Fern Outlaw, one time, and I was buying something that I was going to wear here to the camp. Oh, it was so pretty. It was velvety and it had these beautiful red roses and everything. And I knew when I bought it, I knew it was wrong. You could see these things in these roses, you know. But I wanted it, so I bought it. And so I thought, well, I'll just ask Fern. I'm sure she's going to say this is okay. But I knew she wasn't. And she didn't. She said, don't you see that there? And I said, oh, I knew it. So I just got it and I took it right back to the store. I thought, it's not worth it. I want to be free. I want to be in that secret place. I want to be under the shadow of the Almighty. And those things can hang you up. You have to be careful. All right, Deuteronomy 18:9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. There shall be not to be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, remember that's abortion, or that useth divination, or an observer of times. How many of you look at that little horoscope? Don't. Be careful. That's an observer of times and fortune telling. You stay away from that stuff. The scripture tells you. Or an enchanter or a witch or a charmer. You know, there's all these magicians and all these magician shows that do all this magic and stuff. You know, if you're not careful, you'll be taking your kids. Oh, the magicians here in town, you know. Stay away from it. Or a consulter with familiar spirits or a wizard or a macromancer. How many of you have someone that's died and you go sit at the graveyard and you talk to that person? Or you, at night, this person will come to you and maybe a husband that died or a child that died. Those are demons, ladies. You're into macromancy. That is not your husband or your child that is coming to you. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God shall drive them out from before you. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. You're to be complete in Him. You're to be one with Him. You can't be one with Him if you are into witchcraft. For these nations which thou possess hearken unto observers of times and unto divining. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. He doesn't want you in these things. That's not His desires for you. He can't protect you if you're not with Him. Those that are not with Him are against Him. Proverbs 26:25. When He speaketh fair, that means favorable, gracious, believe Him not. If I come to Crystal, oh, Crystal, honey, God bless you, bless you, bless you. Yeah, you know, I've had people say that to me, and it just kind of, you know, something's not right there. The spirit's not right. And it says if people come with all this gushy stuff, or they tell you all this stuff that, you know, you don't witness to, yeah. Then it says, believe them not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Now let's look and see what those abominations are. Turn to Proverbs 6:16. I had someone tell me recently, they said, oh, I pray for your marriage every day. And I thought, I wished you wouldn't. It's the wrong spirit. Really? It says, 16, these six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look. You've seen people that, hopefully I don't have that, I hope not. When they get up here or you see them somewhere, they'll be proud and, you know, they'll seek after that position and they know everything and they say, the Lord saith, you know, whatever. I'm always cautious. Somebody say, the Lord told me to tell you this or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's just me. But, you know, it's sometimes there's a lot of pride there and God doesn't like that. It says a lying tongue. Look at, hold your finger there and go to Proverbs 12:22. It says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. You know, you've had people tell you stuff that aren't true, you know, and they tell you all kinds of stuff, you know, but that's an abomination to God. We're to be truthful and honest with each other. Hands that shed innocent blood. Now, that is someone that, like abortion, but I want to take it a little bit further. Look at Proverbs 24:11-12. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, in other words, here's this baby being ready to be aborted. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, does not he that ponder the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thou so, does not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? If you're even someone that is involved in abortion, if you're a doctor or a nurse or a spouse, you're just as guilty. That's what this is saying. So, not only the mother that aborts the child, but the father, the doctors, the nurses, or me as a friend, if I were to tell someone, you need to have an abortion, I'm just as guilty as they are, and I need to repent of that. So, think in your heart, have you ever advised anyone, or been around it, or involved in any kind of abortion, then you need to repent of that today. Number four, and heart that devoureth wicked imaginations. Do you think all kinds of imaginable things in your mind? You know, maybe you have a lustful spirit. Maybe when you see men or something, like, ooh, I wish he was my husband. Or, you know, and you think all these wild things in your mind. Imaginations. God, it says, tear down all imaginations. It's an abomination. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. False witness that speaketh lies. You know, they did that for Christ when he was gossip. Saying something about one of your brother. That's the next one. That soweth discord among brethren. Maybe you don't want Sister Jane. Maybe I don't want her to play the piano. Maybe I don't want to do that. Don't worry, Jane. I'm not going to do that. And, you know, so maybe I go to Tammy and I say, hey, Tammy, you know, Jane, did you hear that bad note she hit the other day? You know, she was awful, you know? And so then I start sowing the discord and then I start building myself up. And before you know it, you know, I'm over there maybe playing the piano. That's wrong. If God wanted me to play the piano, he would make a way. And he has not done that. And I don't think he will. Okay. 20-23, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. You're going to go in peace. You're going to sleep at night. How many of you have trouble sleeping? Maybe it's because you have some of these abominations in your life. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is the lamp, and the law is the light. If you're not keeping God's law, you have a very dim light, and maybe no light at all. The law is important. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. It's a good thing to be reproved. It's a good thing to learn what God wants. Because then we can apply it in our life. And again, we can be in that secret place. What's better than that? And we can be protected in these last days. That's a good thing. So anytime that reproof comes, it needs to be judged. You know, I'm not telling you to accept anything anyone says, but if it's in the Word and it's God's Word and He's saying it to you and God has pricked your heart and you know you have this in your life, get rid of it so that you can have the freedom that He so desires you to have. Proverbs 11:20. They that are of a froward heart, that means a distorted, crooked, twisted conscience, are an abomination to the Lord. But such as are upright in their ways are His desire. When we do right, when we follow His commandments, when we live the life, not just preach the life. If I get up here and tell you this stuff and preach it, then you watch me. If I don't live it, something's not right. I'm just a clattering cymbal up here, making a noise and being in pride and wanting to be heard. But if I'm living it in my life, the fruits will come forth and you will see it. If I tell you not to sow discord among your brethren, and then you see me over here telling Tammy how Jane doesn't play that piano too good, something's not right. Something's not lining up. Okay, look at Proverbs 11:1. A false balance, that means deceitful trickery, is an abomination to the Lord. But a just weight, a perfect, complete, keeping covenant relationship, is His delight. He loves it when we keep that covenant, when we keep that relationship. But when we're deceitful, when we say one thing and do another, when we show trickery in our life, He is not pleased with that. Now look at this one. Turn to Proverbs 28:9. You want your prayers to be heard? You know, I need my prayers to be heard. I got a lot to pray about. I got a lot just keeping myself where I need to be. And I've got children, and I've got a husband, and I've got a dad. And I've got friends, and I've got people that need that prayer. And listen to what this says. 28:9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, what happens? Even his prayer shall be abomination. If you don't do it, if you don't do the law, if you're not living the light, God doesn't hear your prayers. When I pray, I don't want to waste my time. I want to pray that prayer. Boom! I want to see that results, and we want to praise God. But there's a price to pay, guys. And don't be deceived. Don't fool yourself. I'm not saying I've got it all together. I'm just telling you there's a price to pay. And if we don't do it, me, you, or whoever, we lose. Luke 16:15-17. The law and the prophets were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. It's been preached and preached and preached. And every man presses into it. Press in. Press in. Keep pressing in. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. It won't fail. God wrote it. It's the law. He doesn't change. God never changes. What He wrote is here. The problem is with us. Okay, Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God. We profess we know God. But in works, that means in your business, in your employment, in your activities, in your deeds, in everything you undertake, in your church work, everything, in dealing with your children, dealing with your spouse, they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. Reprobate means not standing the test, unfit and unproven. We're not living it. We preach it, but we're not living it. It's got to be in here in the last days. That's what's going to save us. That's what's going to protect us. And if we're not willing to change into His image, how can we expect Him to protect us? because we're not with him. We're against him. Okay, a couple more scriptures. Revelation 21, 7 and 8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We have to overcome. But it says, the fearful, if you're afraid to change, you know, I had to make a choice to get up here, Kevin. Kevin knows me well, and he knows what I'm talking about. I stayed up till 1 o'clock last night and got up at 4 and studied again, Kevin, for an hour. But I made that choice because it was time I did something with my life that God wanted me to do and quit dragging the chain. It's time for you too. You have a choice. You cannot be fearful. You've got to step up. And unbelieving, do you not believe God's word? Do you not believe? Was I not believing he would give me something to say if I got up here? Was I trying to do it in self? Probably. But this is God's ministry. This is God's word. He's not going to fail. I might fail, but God's not going to fail. And the abominable, the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I don't want that because I'm being unobedient to God and not willing to live the life and do what he wants me to. I do not want to burn in some lake of fire because I am too prideful to say, hey, I fornicated before I married. Or, hey, I had an abortion. Or, hey, I had a homosexual experience. Or whatever I had in my life. If I'm too prideful to give that up, I'll burn. I don't want to burn. It's not worth it. I want to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21, 22 through 27. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb of the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine on it. Can you imagine a city that God's glory is so wonderfully bright that you're just overtaken by it, that there's no sun? It's not needed? Oh my! For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. No night. All glory and light and honor. Oh my goodness. And I want to give all that up because I'm too prideful to repent. Come on, guys. I'm too prideful to change, to give this flesh just a little bit of shaking. Oh, no, I don't want to give it up. I want it all. I want you to have it all. We've got to have it all. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall be no wise enter into it. Anything that defileth is not going to be here. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination. If I'm in any of these abominations, I'm not going to be there. Or make it a lie, if I'm living a lie, if Tammy comes up to me and she says, are you okay, Diane? I say, I'm fine, I got it, no problem, got it. I missed it. I should cry and say, Tammy, help me, God, help me. You know, last camp meeting, our son came. This is my testimony, I can tell it. Wonderful young man. And Richard prayed for him. And for the first time since he was 2 years old, he could hear. We didn't pray for hearing. We were praying. He was praying to get his life right. He was crying out to God to deliver him of anything he needed. And God healed his ears. You know what happened after that? You think Tom and I said, praise God, hallelujah, and walked away? No, we said, Richard, you pray for me. Pray, Tom prayed, that I can be the father I need to be to him that we've missed for years. And I said, and pray he'll be the husband he needs to be too, you know. So he said, yeah, and the husband too. And I said, and then you pray for me that I can be the mother and the wife that I need to be. I mean, we stepped into it, and man, I am so, so thankful. I could just cry that Richard was there, and he stepped up, and he didn't care what we thought. He didn't let Tom and I intimidate him what he prayed for our son. He prayed what God laid on his heart, and it was a blessing. A blessing, guys. No one, if I could ever get you to understand, no one ever gets to the point that you've arrived and you don't need something. If you let pride and fear and unbelief stand in your way, you lose. I was praying for a man one time in Missouri, and I was praying for him for nicotine. That's what he asked me. He wanted prayer for that, and it's okay. And as I began to pray, and Tom and I were leading the seminar, I began to manifest along with the man. And the people were like this. And when I finished, I told him, I said, let me tell you something. I said, I never smoked a day in my life except one time in college. I got a pack of cigarettes, my roommate and I, to see how fast we could smoke those things. Just because, you know. I never smoked a day in my life. But my mother smoked like a train and my dad smoked cigars for 30-something years. It was in my bloodline. And I told them, I said, I'll take it any way God wants to do it. In front of you, in the closet, I don't care. And they understood. Take it any way God wants to get it. You know, he wants to break the pride. Maybe, you know, if I had any bit of pride, maybe that's why he did it that way. Great. I'll take it. So take it. Go with it. Be free. The only way you're not free is if you let Satan rob you of your freedom. Last scripture. Yay! Leviticus 25:18. Wherefore ye shall do my statutes. He said, you will do them. You can do it willingly or you can just come dragging. But you're going to do them. You might die early. I don't know. But you're going to do them because he's God and he set them up and they're for your benefit and your good. And keep my judgments and do them. Why? This is why. And ye shall dwell in the land of safety. That's why. You're going to be safe in the last days. You're going to be one with God. You're going to be in His secret place. You're going to be under that shadow of the Almighty. Those darts are going to come at you, and you're not even going to be seen. You're not even going to be seen. When you go in a restaurant or anywhere and you try to talk to somebody and they ignore you, say, thank you, God, I'm invisible to the world and to their ways. I'm under your shadow. They can't see me. They can't touch me. The plagues cannot come near me. Pestilence cannot attack me. Whoa! Whoa! Yes! Freedom in God. Freedom in God. I want you to think this day. You know, God didn't put you in this meeting for nothing. He didn't give me this message to give for nothing. He gave it that we're going to be free. He gave it so that things in your life and in my life, that if you've heard this word, the word sets you free, that you can take it. You can repent. You can get rid of it once and for all. And when Jane plays those songs, you can shout, whoa, hallelujah, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free indeed. In the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to be. My past doesn't matter. Jamie, it's what you are today and where you're going, and I love you. Who cares about the past? That's what Christianity's about. You crucify it on the cross. You pull your brother out. Do you think for one moment that I remember what I pray for you? Why do I want to remember that garbage? Give it to Christ and let it go. And let's fellowship in the Lord and let's go from here. That's what Christianity is. Togetherness, oneness. My friend Fern, when she had a friend die, it did something to me because it was a whole new revelation about what happens when you die. It's a whole new revelation when Christ comes and where we are in Him. It was a whole new revelation with oneness with my husband and oneness with Jesus and oneness with God. She saw her friend when her friend died. She said, I saw him go into the shoulder of God. Think about it. We go into him, into his body. Linda will go into maybe his arm. I might go into his toe. But we go into that body and we're one. Oh, glory to God. And we're working together and not against each other. If we work together as a team and not fight each other, think what we can do.
Glory to God.
Think who we can pull up and out. Stop sowing the discord. Start moving together in the Spirit. Praise God. Now we're going to take a moment. And I want you to sit there. And I want you to think, God, what have I heard today that I need to get rid of in my life? What have I held on to that has helped me back? God, open our eyes, open our ears, open our minds. Lord, take us to that place of abominations, that we can be clean before you, that we can be one with you, that we can be raised up into your shoulder and into your toes and your stomach, and you are our head, that we can move as that mighty army. We can be not seen in the last days, and nothing will come near our dwelling place. Show me, Lord. Show me, God, where I need to change, and show everybody in this room. I'm going to give you a minute, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to get rid of these abominations that have stood in our lives. We're going to get rid of every one of them. While you're praying, I'm going to hand out these paper towels. And if you've never been here before, this is how we do deliverance. Demonic powers come out by coughing, sneezing, sweating, crying, or any other way they want to come out. Let it go. This is our time. Now, am I just going to pass it out to the ones that I think need it? No, we all need it. I don't care where you are in the Lord. Don't sit there prideful, like looking around. Oh, I see she needed something. She had that big demon, huh? What about yourself? You've got a demon of pride. You've got a demon of self-righteousness. You've got a demon of Sadducees and Pharisees. Get out. Quit judging your brother. You got a demon of judgment. Cough it out. Get rid of that thing.
I'm only going to share it here because I want it to be on the recording, too. Diane's talking about the spirit of abortion. That's not necessarily if you've gone to a clinic and had an abortion. We all know about the generational things, things we don't know about. But if you've ever taken birth control, you have had an abortion. Your body ovulates once a month and there's an egg. And if you're married and you're having intercourse, which if you're married you should be, that egg gets fertilized. And if you're taking birth control, what the birth control does is it keeps the egg from attaching to your uterus wall like it's supposed to when it becomes fertilized, and you pass it in your period and you're having an abortion. I have received major deliverance from the spirit of abortion. 2 years before, it was brought to my attention and asked to me, and I said, no, I've never had one. I didn't know, manifesting in my life, crazy. And then there was a letter written, and it was in the magazine, published. Glennon then published it about birth control, and that's what it does. And when that happened, Diane was teaching. You were teaching then, too. And Patty goes, maybe that's it. And so I just want you to be aware of when you're asking God to show you these things. If you've taken the pill, that's just a starting place. Just start repenting right there because you've done it. I'm not knocking you. I've been there, and I've received major, major deliverance, and it's tied to so much other stuff. So just be open, like Diane said, to do whatever God wants to do today, okay?
And to add to that, I'm not judging you. Remember, you have to be there before you understand. I've been there. I've been in many of these places that I taught you about today. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you that God can free you. He's freed me of many things, and I hope He frees me of a bunch more. So this is a day of freedom. See, that's what Christ is about. So, here we go. Lord, Repeat after me, just for a minute. We're going to tell him that we are saved and we believe Christ died on the cross thing, okay? Okay. God, I believe that you sent your Son and he died for me. He forgave me of my sins. He arose. He sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, giving intercession for me day and night. Now, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of the following abominations in my life. All right. Now you just receive, cough, do whatever you need to do to get rid of them. We've got plenty of paper towels. Rhonda will be coming around. If she's coughing and stuff and coughs so much, then I'm sure Tammy will step up and help out, or Linda will, or something. We'll do something. So don't hold back either, Rhonda, okay? I'm not either, even though I'm here. Okay. Dear Lord, forgive us all of all these abominations of being defiant, refusing God, to being that bad smell, or that stink in your nostrils, Lord. We are sorry. I bind the spirit of rabbit and rabbit fever in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit where I've eaten those rabbits and defiled your food law in the name of Jesus. Loose me of it. Loose me of it and set me free. I bind all spirits of the hare, the squirrel, the possum, the coon. I bind the spirits of the swine in the name of Jesus. Now, I know most of you eat that pig cough. All pig in the name of Jesus. Come out of me. Come out of me. Come out of my joints in the name of Jesus. Loose my joints. Set me free. I pull out all those trichinosis worms in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. I pray against all arthritis in the name of Jesus. All arthritis in the joints and the bones. Loose me. Loose me. Come out of every cell and every muscle in the name of Jesus. I bind all the spirits of the catfish, all catfish, in the name of Jesus, all those scavengers, all those trash, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, in the name of Jesus, all oysters, all crabs, all shrimp, all clams, come out, come out, come out, come out, in the name of Jesus. I repent and I remit your sins of eating these things, and I break that abomination of these food laws over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the abomination of eating leftovers after 3 days. Loose me, loose me. In the name of Jesus, all food poisoning. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, loose us and set us free. I remit all the sins of our ancestors of eating all this stuff, of putting bacon grease in everything they cooked, in beans and in vegetables. Come out, come out, come out, of eating ham for Thanksgiving. Come out, loose us, in the name of Jesus, all bacon, all pork bacon, all sausage, in the name of Jesus, loose us and set us free, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. I break the curse of incest over me. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it. I remit the sins of my ancestors all down my bloodline for 400 years, for 10 generations. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All incest with fathers in the name of Jesus. Loose these ladies. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. All incest with brothers in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. All aunts and uncles and cousins, stepbrothers, in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All uncles, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All incest in any way. Half-brothers, in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All children. All children. Incest with your sons, in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus. Or any family member that has performed any of these ancestral acts, come out, in Jesus' name. I break the abomination of having sex during my period in the name of Jesus. I know you've done that. Ladies, cough. Get it out. Get it out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I repent of it. I remit the sins of my ancestors that have done this in the name of Jesus. Loose us, and set us free back to 10 generations. Come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I break the curse of abortion over me in the name of Jesus. I tear down I tear down Moloch in the name of Jesus. I tear down that statue and I pull those children off of that fire in the name of Jesus. I tear down any thoughts of abortion and murder in the name of Jesus. Loose me, loose me, loose me in the name of Jesus. I break all soul ties between me and any children that I aborted in the name of Jesus. I pull their souls out of you. I pull them out. I pull them out. I pull them out in the name of Jesus. And I recall your soul in Jesus' name. We place that baby in the arms of Jesus to take care of that baby until you see it again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the curse of birth control pills in the name of Jesus and the way that it caused abortion in my body in the name of Jesus. All diaphragms in the name of Jesus. All any kind of birth control in the name of Jesus. Loose me, loose me, loose me. And any babies that were killed that could have been Billy Graham's or famous evangelists that I took away their life early. Oh God, oh God. Our great scientists or mathematicians or presidents. Oh, Lord, forgive me, God. Remit my sins. Remit my ancestors' sins in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, show us what we can do to have intercourse with our husbands and it be right in your side. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, God, that it will all be right in Jesus' name. I bind all selfishness that comes in this area. I find that selfishness in the name of you. It's not time. I don't want them. I want a career right now. Maybe later in life. Not now. It's not my will. It's not my way. I break those word curses. I break that over me. In the name of Jesus, loose me. Loose that abomination of wrong thinking in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the curse of homosexuality and lesbianism in the name of Jesus. Loose us, loose us. Cough, guys. It may be in your bloodline. If it's not in you, who cares? Nobody cares. Come on, get it out. Get it out. In the name of Jesus, I break all relationships between you and your mother and you and your sister, you and your cousins. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. You and any friends in the name of Jesus. I break that lesbianism off of you in the name of Jesus. Loose these ladies and set them free. And any homosexuality that's come down through the bloodline. Any sexual act with your mate in the bedroom that was wrong, any anal sex and oral sex, guys, that is totally homosexuality. That's how it enters your bloodline because that is not the way that God intends for you to have sex with your mate. So I break that off. I break it off. I break it off. I break it off. All oral sex, all anal sex, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loose those colons. Loose those colons. I claim those colons for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every cell, every tissue, come back into line. Come back in line with the Word in the name of Jesus. All those throats that were used for the wrong reason. Restore those cells. Restore those tissues. In the name of Jesus, restore them. Restore them in Jesus' name. I break all beastology off of you. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse. I break the curse. I break all intercourse with dogs. I break it. 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 Get it out, guys. Get it out. I know. It's got to be there. It's in your bloodline. If it's not in you, cough. Get it out. I break it with calves. I break it with ponies. I break it, I break it, I break all pornography off of you. All things that your eyes have seen that God did not want you to see in the name of Jesus. Come out of those eyes. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of those minds in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose these ladies in the name of Jesus. Loose them. All reprobate minds. Come out, come out, come out. All those abominations, all those sexual sins. I break the curse of transvestite in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out. All cross-dressing, all cross-dressers. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Loose them, loose them. We repent it off our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Now, I pray against all confusion in the mind, all not being able to think, all insanity spirits. Come out, come out. You have no power or authority anymore over their minds. Loose them in the name of Jesus. All double-mindedness, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, I speak the mind of Christ over these ladies in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all whoredom and prostitution in the name of Jesus. Come out, all the price of the whore in the name of Jesus. All where tithes were given when you made money from selling your body in the name of Jesus. Come off, come off, come off, come off. All down the bloodline, all 10 generations. Loose these ladies. Loose them, loose them, loose them. All adultery. Come off, come off, come off. All affairs. All affairs. All affairs, all fornication, loose them, loose them, loose them. Come off, come off, come off. I pull the dart out of their liver right now in the name of Jesus. And I command that adultery spirit to loose them and to leave them in the name of Jesus. I bind all hepatitis in the name of Jesus, all hepatitis that would try to destroy them and their liver in the name of Jesus. I claim health. I command that liver to line up to the Word of God in the name of Jesus. I break all self-hatred and guilt and shame off of them for any of these sexual sins that they've committed or food laws. I break it off. I break it off and I set them free. I break all diabetes spirits that go along with that. I break it off of them in the name of Jesus. I command that pancreas and that sugar level to line up to the Word of God. Line up, and set them free. Set them free in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray now that you show them any accursed item in their home, Lord. Any pictures of owls, any pictures of frogs, any temples in their fish aquarium, any statues of Buddha, any statues of gods and goddess, any statues of angels that they have idolized in the name of Jesus. Show them any pictures in their homes, Lord, when they return. Lord, as they go into the very room where these items are, Lord, I pray that you show them what they need to get rid of in the name of Jesus. I break all sickness and pestilence and witchcraft that has come through these items in the name of Jesus, and I loose their homes in the name of Jesus. I break every curse that every witch has spoken and come through these items in the name of Jesus. I break every hex and vex and spell in the name of Jesus over them and over their children and over their spouses and over their families. In the name of Jesus, I loose them from it and I set them free. I break them of any divination that they have in their own lives. I break them of any observer of times in the name of Jesus. Reading of any horoscopes in the name of Jesus. Loose them, loose them, loose them and set them free. If you think you're Aquarius or some of those things, I bind those spirits. I command them to loose you in the name of Jesus. They have no power or authority in the name of Jesus. The Lord God Almighty is in control of your life. I break all enchanting spirits. I break the witch spirit over them. The witch spirit that causes the pot to stir and stir and stir and to cause problems for people. I bind that white magic. I bind that black magic. I bind any curses that they have spoken over this camp or any members of this camp or over this campground in the name of Jesus. And I command it to loose them and to set them free once and all today. I break the spirit of the charmer. I break the spirit of the consulter of familiar spirits, the wrong spirit that does not come from God. I break the spirit of the wizard over them in the name of Jesus. I break all magic spells that they have spoken in the name of Jesus. I break necromancy over them, speaking to the dead. I break all visions of their husbands and their children or any relative, their fathers, their mothers that have died and come to them at night. Loose them, loose them, loose them. I send you back to the grave in the name of Jesus. Loose them, loose them, loose them. Every succubus and incubus spirits that come to them and try to have sex with them at night. All these demonic spirits that come to them and making them think it was someone else and it's not. It's only demons. I loose them. I loose them. Come out of their sex organs right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of their kidneys in the name of Jesus. Set them free. Set them free. In the name of Jesus, loose them. I bind all abominations of the proud look, thinking they're something they're not. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Loose them. I use loose the humility of God over their minds and over them. In the name of Jesus, I bind every Pharisee and Sadducee spirit in the name of Jesus, and I break this abomination over them in the name of Jesus. I bind the lying tongue over them in the name of Jesus, and every cockatrice spirit that robs them, that thinks they know everything, that I bind them. I bind it. I bind it. I bind it. And every judgmental spirit that goes with it in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them. I speak truth. I speak truth to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of hands that shed innocent blood. I bind that spirit. I bind that murdering spirit over there in the name of Jesus. In any way and anyhow that they were involved in any abortion in the name of Jesus, if they were a nurse or a doctor or a spouse or birth control pills or any other way, again, we just break those holds over your life in the name of Jesus. I break any child that you dedicated to Satan in the name of Jesus. I break that hold. I break that hold in the name of Jesus. I pull that child out of the fire. I pull you out of the fire. I pull you out of witchcraft. I pull you out of Satanism this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break any heart that devour evil imaginations. All those imaginations in your mind, I pull them down. I pull them down. All fantasy sex, all fantasy spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out. Loose them, loose them, loose them. Loose them. Lusting after anything or anyone, I pull it down in the name of Jesus. Feet that run swift and running to mischief in the name of Jesus. I pull you out of that mischief and I set you forth in your feet going toward God in the name of Jesus. I bind all false witnesses that you have spoke lies against anybody in the name of Jesus to make yourself look good in the name of Jesus. I break that hold. I break it down at your workplace to get a raise maybe, anywhere in your church to get a position that you wanted over somebody else when it was not your time or your anointing. I break that hold. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break the curse where you have sowed discord among the brethren in the name of Jesus. I break that curse where you wish someone would die, where you could take their place. I break that curse where you wanted their position and you weren't willing to do the position that God had for you and support them in it. I break that discord. I break it where you've talked about somebody behind their back and not being one with the body of Christ. Come off, come off, come off. All the gossip, all the gossip, all the judgmental spirits, come off, come off, come off in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Well, I can do that better than they can. Why wouldn't I ask to do that? Loose us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All forward heart, come off, and false balance, all trickery, come off, come off, come off, come off. And Lord, I pray where we have refused to do the law, where our prayers could not be heard, I break that curse off of us this day. In the name of Jesus, I break it off and I set us free. And God, I ask that this day, from this day forth, that you hear our prayers, Lord. You hear our prayers as we cry out to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose us, loose us. Lord, we confess that we did these abominations. And God, we know that we were ready to be put in the lake of fire. And God, I ask now that you pull us out of those flames. Pull us out, God. And we repent. We repent of our sins, God, this day. And we thank you for your freedom. And God, we ask, Lord, that our name be put in that Lamb's Book of Life, God, that we can live for you, with you forever and always, God. We are willing to keep your statutes. We are willing to keep your judgments and to do your will. And we are wanting to dwell in that land of safety. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh God, bring us to that. Let your glory come down. God, we receive your glory. We receive your honor. We receive your oneness, God. And thank you, God, for your freedom this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.